You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. We're celebrating the Beat Generation and poetry of Northern California on today's show. It makes sense, then, that I would introduce you now to A.D. Winans, who is a native of San Francisco. He's a poet, an essayist, a photographer, a short story writer. His work has appeared in, wait for it, 2,000 literary magazines and anthologies, including City Lights Journal, Rattle, Beat Scene, New York Quarterly, and many, many others. In addition, he's written, wait for it, 50 books of poetry and 2 books of prose. He's been friends with many of the Beats, started writing in 1958 in San Francisco. From 72 to 89, he edited and published Second Coming magazine, which produced a large number of books and anthologies, including the highly acclaimed California Bicentennial Poets Anthology. In 2006, he was awarded a Penn National Josephine Miles Award for Excellence in Literature, and then in 2009, Penn Oakland presented Winans with a Lifetime Achievement Award. He'll be reading this coming Friday evening, starting at 7:30, as part of the Davis Jazz Beat Conference. That's Friday, October 19th. But for right now, he's on the Lifeline. A.D. Winans, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Just fine. Great to have you here. I'm really looking forward to your performance coming up this Friday evening. I saw you perform in Davis a couple years ago, and I find your poetry to be remarkable, mesmerizing, really interesting. So good for you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Same here. I had a good time at the Bistro reading.
Excellent. And so people, I'm sure, when you tell them that you've written 50 books of poetry, are astounded. You've been writing since the late 50s, as I mentioned, and that seems like just about a book a year for the last 5 decades.
Well, a lot of those are chapbooks, too. They're not all perfect-bound, lengthy books, so you'd have to include the chapbooks in that 50.
I'm sure. Now, tell me a little bit about your place and your standing in San Francisco poetry. As I just mentioned, you've been well recognized locally for your work, but how have you seen poetry change and the importance and relevance and appreciation of poetry change over so many years?
Well, San Francisco, as you know, has been a poetry town since the Beat era. I don't know if it's changed that much. I'm not part of really what you'd call the poetry scene. I'm more of an isolationist. As Bukowski once told me when I asked him for advice, he said, stay away from cafes, stay away from poets, especially stay away from other poets. So I don't really fraternize a lot other than maybe go out to coffee or have a drink with a couple personal friends. But, of course, San Francisco with the International Poetry Festival and everything that's going on here, there's always something going on.
Well, that must account for your productivity in part over the years that you've been writing poetry instead of only talking about it.
Well, you know, I write largely about the dispossessed, the people that are kind of given the short end of the stick. I hung out at bars a lot early on, and I met a lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods. And so I write about those experiences and from conversations with them. And so basically I would say, I think you would have to say that Carl Sandburg influenced me a lot when I came across Chicago poems, because he was writing about Chicago the same way I write about San Francisco, and he was writing it in the same easy, accessible language.
Absolutely. One might think of other poets who have connected or tried to represent the lives of the common man. Sandburg is a good example. Walt Whitman, another. Certainly Allen Ginsberg has explored some of that. Have you ever had a chance to perform with Ginsberg?
I read The Night After Ginsberg once in Pennsylvania at an art festival. That's the only time I was in the same time with Ginsberg. Actually, Jack Michelin, probably the most neglected street poet of our time, wrote about the dispossessed as better than Ginsberg, in fact. In fact, Jack lived the streets, and when he died, I considered him to be the last of the street poets, and so I was kind of proud to get a street in North Beach named after him. I have read with Corso, and I read with Ferlinghetti, not solo, but on other bills in which we were all together.
Absolutely. Well, give me a sense then, because I think people will be curious, and I'll remind listeners that A.D. Winans is my guest. If you want to find out more about him, you can go to adwinans, that's W-I-N-A-N-S, .mysite.com. People will be curious about your approach to writing, and also about inspiration and the extent to which inspiration is important to you as a poet. So say something about that, and also about your writing regimen, if you will.
Well, yeah, this is really cracking up on my end, so I'm trying to catch what you're saying here. I don't know what's wrong with my line here. But early on, I probably was influenced by T.S. Eliot, especially that love song, the J. Alfred Prufrock, and William Carlos Williams, who said, "Write like you speak," and I took that to heart because that's in my poetry. That's exactly what I do. I was influenced by Bob Kaufman, arguably one of the best black beat poets of the year, if not the best black poet. And those are three of the main influences.
Interesting. And with your own writing, A.D., do you make a point of writing every day? Do you have a quota of either words or hours?
No, actually, I don't follow a schedule. I'm very prolific at times. I can go for 2-3 months writing a large, large number of poems. Then I might go another couple months without penning a poem at all. I have to be moved by something to write, like give you an example. The video, or when they that young naked girl running down the road after her clothes had been burned off her body and napalming her village, that immediately brought forth a poem. Or I'll talk to a homeless vet on the street and he'll tell me a story about Vietnam, or even seeing something on television that moves me. But I don't proceed sit down with the intent to write a poem.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing some of the poems that have been inspired by those topics and other things. With your performance this coming Friday, will you talk a little bit of, I think people will be curious about your connection to the beat poetry. Do you feel that that's an important or still relevant category? You talked about street poets before, and there are these different distinctions, which I think are important to make.
Beat poets, of course, influenced me quite a bit in the, especially in the 50s and 58 through the 60s. And I named some of them that influenced me. It was a movement that was quite exciting to live up there in North Beach, which is kind of laid out in my memoir in that Second Coming Charles Bukowski years. But I can talk a little bit about it at the reading.
Excellent. Well, A.D., I'm really looking forward to your performance this coming Friday. There will be a dance recital that'll last, 20 minutes or so, starting at 7 o'clock, and then you're due to go on at 7:30 at the John Itzulis Gallery, 521 First Street, this coming Friday evening to kick off the Jazz Beat Festival here in the city of Davis.
Sounds good. I look forward to getting there.
Me too. I'll see you on Friday.
Okay, and sorry about all that crackling. I hope it's only on my line.
You sound good to me.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
See you later.